It's time for Trackside Tonight with Randy Dye, Joe Linebarrier, and Billy Osberg. Trackside Tonight is brought to you by Daytona Dodge and Chrysler, DeLand Motorsports, Mopar Speed Shop, Volusia Speedway Park, and by Valvoline. To get in on the action, call 239-0033, star 1150, or toll free at 1-800-927-0033. Now, here's Randy, Joe, and Billy.
Good evening and welcome to Trackside tonight on Racing 1150 WNDB and, of course, RealRacingUSA.com with Billy the Kid. My name is Joe Dirt. Pleasure to be back on board with you this weekend after, of course, Tropical Storm Faye dumping just unprecedented amounts of water here in, of course, Volusia and surrounding counties. It is indeed good to be able to be out on the roadways. Randy Dye in Times Square, going to a Yankee game tomorrow, as they will, of course, host the Red Sox at Yankee Stadium. Billy, must be nice.
Yeah, he gets away from the floods, and we swim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess it's okay, I reckon, you know. You didn't, I was waiting on to say, you are, and I was going to say, I'm drowned.
Yeah, right. I should have done that. Now, Wednesday night, I'll give you another chance to do that, folks. Don't miss Dirt World, the all-new Dirt Motorsports talk show hosted by myself and Billy the Kid. That is heard on RealRacingUSA.com here throughout Central Florida and across the entire globe, as a matter of fact, on the Internet. So Dirt World on Wednesday. We took last Wednesday off as we were right in the thick of things with Tropical Storm Faye, but nonetheless, look forward to bringing that program to you next Wednesday.
Speaking of taking a little time off, we will be doing a show for 30 minutes tonight. We have a, a birthday party we need to be at 8:30, and next Monday night we won't be on. Labor Day, take a night off and get a little rest.
Absolutely. So, tonight we're going to pack a lot of information into a half hour, and you will all be excited to know that I've got the latest results on the open wheel racing that took place this weekend. Of course, yes. The Indy cars at Infineon and the Formula One World Championship for the first time ever, the all-new street circuit in Valencia, Spain, the European Grand Prix. We will talk about that in detail, if you'll allow it, Billy.
I don't mind if you talk about it. The first thing I like to talk about, that little confrontation after the Frisco race.
Yeah, first of all, Bill.
Forget about everything in the middle.
Yeah, that was amazing, and we'll get into that extensively. But we want you to be a part of this program tonight, folks, and you can do that very simply by calling us locally at 386-239-0033. Toll free call for you at 1-800-927-0033 or AT&T Wireless customers. This is an absolutely free call for you at Star 1150. So feel free to give us a call throughout this next half hour and be a part of the program.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you and talk about if you want to talk about the deal with Carl Edwards, who I think is going to win the chase when they get to it. I mean, you know, you want to talk about that situation. That I just think that what's good for one is good for another. I mean, Carl did move him. I mean, but Kyle did get back to him and try to move him right after that, and it didn't happen. And you know, it's hard to say. I mean, but like I told you and Randy from the get-go, this kid's going to win all three races at one time, and this was a very good shot for him to do it this weekend.
There is a certain level of frustration seen on both of these drivers, and first and foremost, I think what we all have to realize, despite Kyle Busch's dominance this season, and it is clearly, I think we can define it as dominance, I think the frustration just mounted. You know, all the fact that it was Bristol on a hot summer night, put that all aside, you know, Kyle Busch owned this race, leading over 400 of these laps. Carl Edwards, realizing that he was only good enough on the short run to try to move around him, he saw the opportunity, the little bump and run, which is normally acceptable throughout the pack. But, you know, you do it for the lead, and it's a little different story. Now, you can go on and talk about Dale Earnhardt, Terry Labonte, Rusty Wallace, all the guys that have been involved in this over the years. But frustration mounted with both of these drivers, and that, of course, materialized in, the post-race interviews as well as the on-track antics that you saw out of both of these drivers. But Carl Edwards, simply put, you know, he moved him out of the way, ran him up the racetrack, knew what he had to do, and he made no bones about it in victory lane.
Well, I think the frustration is only on one side, and I think that's the problem that's been happening for a while. I think he only gets upset when somebody does to him what he'd do to them. And I don't get me wrong, I think Kyle Busch is a great race car driver, but he's only got 8 wins, and I say only, that's a lot. But between him and Carl Edwards, they got 14 wins, and that's huge, you know. But, you know, you watch that situation. You watch the truck race on Thursday. Kyle Busch was obviously the winner there. Then you get there on Friday, and Kyle Busch has a lug nut. They lost a lug nut there on the last pit stop with like 30 laps to go, and I think that cost him the victory Friday. And then the little bump and run on Saturday cost him the victory on Saturday. Maybe he was a little frustrated from Friday, but you know, Kyle Busch has to understand he's going to win a lot of races in this series. He already has. He's won a lot this year. Take nothing from him. He would have done the same thing. I mean, well, let's face it. He would have done the same thing to Carl Edwards if he had the chance.
Well, with that being said, Billy, I mean, I agree with you. But I think it's difficult, you know, and Carl Edwards, I mean, proven successful race car driver for Jack Roush Racing, and you know, he just does an amazing job, and he has, you know, really shown that here in the latter part of the 2008 season. But you know, when you stand at victory lane knowing full well what you did, and he did admit what he did, I just think it's kind of difficult for you to swallow him, you know, trying to justify it by saying, well, he would have done it to me. Now look, there is a history there. Kyle Busch has done it before, but I don't know. I think he's just trying to justify what he did by saying, oh, well, he would have did it to me, so I went ahead and did it to him first.
Yeah, but,
hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the whole situation is, I mean, I think if you look at it, he bumped him and moved him with 20 laps to go, and Kyle Busch had the best car, but he drove off from him, too.
Well, this was the last round of pit stops to where they made adjustments to Kyle's car and made it better on the short run. Where the car was normally throughout the race good on the long run, but Carl Edwards, you know, all night long they continued to work on his race car, only good on the short run. Kyle would pull away. This is what I said just a few moments ago. Carl had to do it. He had the opportunity, and he did it, and he ran away. That was all there is to it.
Right. That's what I say. But once he got by him, Kyle did take a shot at him, and it didn't work for him. But he drove off from Kyle, so it wasn't like it cost him the race. I mean, you had 20 laps to get back to him, and you never got back to him. So why is Kyle so upset? That's all I'm saying. He did it. And like I said, Kyle got back to him, and then it didn't work. But don't get wrong, he wasn't on his tail for 20 laps. Carl Edwards pulled off from him. It's a different story if he's blocking you those whole last 20 laps where you can't get around him. But he didn't. He drove off from him. So, you know, it's hard to say what could have happened or what should have happened or what would have. We watched the race, a little bit of the race together, and we watched the one. When Juan Pablo was looked to me like he was holding up the field, and they were three wide. And
let's talk about that.
And Kyle Busch passed him.
Carl Edwards couldn't pass him.
I would have moved him.
Carl Edwards couldn't pass it. Kyle Busch moved around him without touching him and pulled away. That's the mark of a driver right there.
What happened was when Carl Edwards went underneath him, when Carl Edwards was underneath Pablo side by side, they went into the corner, and the 18 car drove underneath them both.
Yeah, sure did. Made some room.
And then drove off from them.
All in for the most part, it was a decent race. It was I won't say typical Bristol, with the exception of, you know, what we're talking about with, of course, Kyle Busch and Carl Edwards. But post race interviews very interesting. But you know, everybody's playing up the fact that we've got a true rivalry on our hands. Of course, they'll move out to California, the California Speedway out in Fontana this weekend. And hard to say. There's not a lot of opportunity to kind of get like that on that racetrack. Wouldn't you agree, Bill?
I think so, and I think a lot of people's trying to make a rivalry out of it. But, I mean, what do you got? You got first and second in the points. You got one guy with 8 wins, one guy with 6 wins. If they stop right now, they're only settled. But they're only, the distance between them is 20 points instead of 80 of what he's going to have advantage of. That's what I'm saying. I think people's getting a little out of hand, and I really think that nothing's going to happen. I think if something's going to happen, it's going to happen at Richmond is where it's going to happen. But I think them two guys have to realize that they're both in. There's no sense in tearing up anybody's stuff right now. You get to the chase, it might be a different story, but I just can't see tearing up each one of them stuff in this deal for nothing, you know. But speaking of big races, man, this weekend, Labor Day weekend, U.S. Nationals, NHRA.
Always a good one with the Big Bud Shootout.
Number one seat for the Big Bud Shootout is Ashley Force.
That's amazing. Now, how do they determine that, Bill? Tell us about that.
I'm not sure how they do it. I think they was collecting points along the way, but, I mean, this is going to be a huge deal. Always is Labor Day weekend for the U.S. Nationals, and this is it for them. After this race is when they start their countdown. So,
and we're in Indianapolis, right?
Indianapolis.
Absolutely. This is always a big Labor Day event. We look forward to bringing you all that information as that progresses, of course, in our preceding or our following program after that. But that's one, folks, if you've never been a part of the U.S. Nationals, for myself, it's tradition. I sit home on Labor Day, and I make sure I watch that. Billy, I know you watch it, but looking forward to that. Of course, football season has cranked up, and Billy, of course, has his eyes locked on ESPN. Tonight's ball game, of course, it is the Seattle Seahawks and the San Diego Chargers. And you got LD in this one. I know that from the Fantasy League, right?
LT and San Diego, actually, Seattle just scored on about a 50-yard touchdown pass. Looks like to Nate Merlison.
Let's go back to the Bristol event, of course, the Sharpie 500. Carl Edwards obviously picking up the win over Kyle Busch. Denny Hamlin. Solid third-place finish in his Joe Gibbs-owned FedEx Toyota. Kevin Harvick was fourth, fifth. Jeff Gordon hung around the top five all night. Ryan Newman kind of snuck into the sixth spot. Clint Bowyer, despite being spoiled from the Busch race on Friday night, he was able to pick up the seventh spot. Tony Stewart, eighth. A lackluster performance out of Tony. Very quiet run. Matt Kenseth, ninth. And David Ragan puts his Ford in the tenth spot. Not a bad run for David.
All in all, it wasn't a bad show. I mean, I think I've been a little used to watch. We, you know, used to watch in Bristol where they're two and three wide and there's a lot of passing and stuff. But all in all, I thought it was a great race on Saturday night. And we had the weekend off, not for rain, but we was already scheduled to take off anyway. And I was kind of interested to see that. We got to watch it. And like I said, I mean, if there was something else going on, we'd have probably been to that. But, you know, it's one race that we look forward to watching every year. And you know, I think the what happened in the beginning when they're racing and Dale Jr. jumps to start and then when you get to the end, you got Carl Edwards and Kyle Busch and wrecking each other on the first race when it's over. So, you know, it is what it is.
Greg Biffle finished 11th. Jamie McMurray put his Crown Royal entry in the 12th spot. Eric Almirola was 13th. Reagan Smith. It was your boy right there in 14th, yeah. Had high hopes for Reagan after starting way up front. Kurt Busch, Paul Menard, Tony Raines, Dale Earnhardt Jr. She finished 8th. 19th, Juan Pablo Montoya, and 20th, Brian Vickers. 21st spot went to Schrader, and Gilliland put his Yates Ford in 22nd. Bobby Labonte, Travis Kvapil, David Ruderman, who we all thought was going to do much better, ended that one three laps down from the leader, Bill Elliott. Driving for the Wood Brothers in that number 21 car, finished 26th.
Started 5th.
Yeah, started a good spot. 27th, Scott Riggs. Mike Skinner, Joe Nemechek, Michael Waltrip. Another a pretty poor performance out of the Napa Toyota.
Yeah, now he's involved in that wreck with Casey Mears, and where the spotter was saying clear and he wasn't clear, and then they got in a wreck. And I don't know how many people heard it, but I won't repeat it, what Clint Bowyer said on the radio.
I'll repeat it. I mean, they've been playing that all day long. He said, Michael Waltrip is clearly the worst driver in NASCAR. I don't know why Napa re-signed with him. That is, quote, Clint Bowyer.
But he was quickly to apologize last night.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of harsh, man. Jeez.
Quick to apologize. And, I mean, yeah, in a heated battle, you say things. And you got to understand, there's a lot of people listening there. And, I mean, I know that there's probably hard feelings already, but, man.
Kyle Petty finished in his Dodge, of course, nine laps down to the leader. Elliott Sadler, Jimmy Johnson, early on accident for Jimmy, involved in a situation. I think he smacked the outside wall, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And he, of course, would finish 33rd. Then it's Allmendinger, Truex, Reed Sorensen, Sam Hornish, Blaney, Robbie Gordon, Casey Kane, Casey Mears, Jeff Burton, and Sterling Marlin. That's the entire 43-car rundown.
Thursday night in the truck race, Jimmy Johnson got his first ever start in the Randy Moss truck and spun out by himself and crashed it up a little bit.
Well, who's sponsoring that truck?
It had Cobalt Tools on it.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. Okay, okay.
And Randy won for Randy Moss.
Now, Randy owns that entire...
Yes, Randy Moss is the owner of that deal.
Good deal. What do you think about Brad Daugherty?
Brad Daugherty's not too bad at the job he does. I think he's pretty good at analysts. And you know, you talk about that. I watched the World of Outlaw late models on Sunday, and I wasn't too impressed.
That was the, of course, the rescheduled Firecracker 100 out at Lernerville, and you know, production wise, again, here we go. I don't know what they're thinking. On, of course, Dale McDowell. What can you say? I mean, this guy's going to bring good color commentary, but you know, for the most part, that's about all I could really stomach was listening to Dale McDowell. The rest of them, good Lord, what are they thinking?
Yeah, you know, it's one of them things that who knows. You know, you got what you got. And I thought the show was pretty good. And Dale McDowell, I mean, that's kind of like you and Randy doing a piece. You need a driver, I think.
Oh, I agree.
And I think Brad Doty helps out the sprint car.
Definitely.
With Dale McDowell on that deal.
Bring a lot of credibility to it, a lot of knowledge. And, of course, they've been there. But, yeah, good camera work. But other than that, you know, it was interesting to see Shane Clanton and, of course, Josh Richards in their little tussle early on in that event. This race took place a month ago, but, you know, it's all tape delay, and they brought that to you on Saturday. But, again, nice TV package with Speed and the World of Outlaws late models, as well as the Advanced Auto Parts World of Outlaws sprint cars.
Let's talk about this Formula One race. Did you see it?
Absolutely.
The driver ran over the crew member?
Yeah.
I everybody in that deal. I just heard about that today.
Everybody is all right there. That was a situation that you rarely see in Formula One racing. But the neatest part about that entire weekend, obviously, was the fact that they're at the all-new street circuit in Valencia, Spain, right on the Mediterranean, just a beautifully prepared course. And this was the European Grand Prix, and really, really neat to see that race. This is another early Sunday morning event that we always get to watch, and I make sure I'm awake for that. But again, a great event, and it was a pleasure to watch those guys all the way from Valencia. Just a second.
I saw Helio Castroneves won the
Infineon IndyCars. That's the first race he has won, and gosh, I don't remember how many starts it was. I think it was like 31 starts. He finally picked up a win at Infineon, and this is, of course, the road course out of Sonoma, California. IndyCars did a good job there. I'm trying to find my information.
He was happy like it was his first ever win.
Yeah, he climbed a little short fence.
What are you looking for?
Looking for results.
Mas, I had all that.
Felipe Massa won the...
Felipe Massa, here we go. Here we go. We will talk to Tanya Moschel, of course, general manager of Volusia Speedway Park, as we will talk about the Labor Day late model event, the late model Labor Day event that comes up this weekend on Saturday night, expecting quite a few late models for this event. But Castroneves did, in fact, take his first win. It was 30 races, Billy. Finally broke through for the victory Sunday out in Sonoma. But Team Penske, you know, frustrated until now. I mean, with 7 second-place finishes, you know, he's still very much in the hunt for the IndyCar Series Championship. Now, Scott Dixon still holding on to the points lead. Had one of the worst races of the season. And finished in the 12th spot. And, of course, teammate also in the Penske prepared entry, Ryan Briscoe. They both started 1 and 2 with Castroneves. He finished the same way. So it was a good weekend for those guys out there. Real good weekend. Right now, speaking of good weekends, we certainly look forward to one coming up here for Labor Day 2008 out of Volusia Speedway Park as we bring you the first ever late model Labor Day shootout out at the fastest half mile in the south. And with us, of course, joining us from the Empire State, and I don't like that. It was a dial tone. Yep, she's gone. So Mark Massey's going to kind of reboot that up, and we will get Tanya Moschel on the line. Randy said he might call from Times Square.
Yeah. By the time he calls, we'll be eating chicken. Be kicked back, maybe eating some birthday cake. You know. Yeah, birthday yesterday. What are you counting, decades now or centuries or what?
Yeah, I stopped counting. Hold on.
Yeah, you should.
Hold on. I'm just looking here.
What are you looking for? You went over all the...
that's pretty much it. I don't have a whole lot of... info on that.
But there was no local racing, so really we don't have a whole lot to cover. I mean, and then as I noticed this weekend that New Smyrna and Speedworld is not going to run. I mean, a lot of people don't understand there's a lot of things still on the water. I mean, there's a lot of things that are still, and don't get me wrong, I think racing should happen this weekend to help, like you said, to help get everybody's mind off of it and help everybody ease the pain a little bit. But, you know, there's another one coming through the Gulf or heading this way, and you know, a lot of people is going to be batting out. You got, if we get one more like we got this time, there's a lot of people. We got 20 inches of rain where I am. That's a lot.
You know, it's interesting that your take on that. I mean, I agree with you. I see where Fast Car with New Smyrna Speedway and Orlando Speed World really wants to be considerate to those that, of course, have been displaced that continue to have to clean up after perhaps one of the worst disasters in our state. But, you know, at the same time, I think you gotta get right back to it. You got to get after it. And if your track is prepared, I think this does indeed get your mind off of it. And, you know, we kind of get back to a sense of normalcy. So, you know, that's the call they made, and, of course, that will give them an opportunity to put 2 new members that they've added to the Fast Car team back into place and kind of hit the ground running. And of course, that is Butch Pierce, new competition director, who was named this previous week at Fast Car. So, you know, it's hard to say. I know we'll be racing. You know, if the weather permits, we will indeed be underway for the first ever late model Labor Day shootout for 2008. And on the line with us from the Empire State, of course, the general manager of Volusia Speedway Park, Tanya Moschel. Tanya, how are you?
Oh, wonderful. How are you guys?
We are good. We're going to kind of shorten the show tonight. We're going to enjoy Lisa's birthday. We're going to go down to Mr. B's. And
Happy birthday, Lisa.
She heard you. She said, thank you. So we're going to do that, but we wanted to give you an opportunity, of course, kind of pulling you away from the bar up there in New York, Tanya. What's going on?
Actually, we are sitting at, you guys, you will feel for me. It's about 60 degrees here. Oh. I was wise enough to bring a coat along. Gary Rich from Lernerville just felt it was important that we have dinner by the lake. So
oh, indeed.
We are sitting outdoors in 60-degree weather by a beautiful lake. It's absolutely gorgeous, but I am frozen.
Are you really? Yeah, your blood's already thinned out from being down here in Florida.
I haven't seen 60 degrees in 6 months. I don't know what that is.
But you know that's pleasant. I mean, I would love to be in that right now.
It is beautiful. It's absolutely. They have 6 months of beautiful, beautiful weather here, and this is right smack in the middle of it. So
wonderful, Tanya. You were up for, of course, a promoters workshop, kind of coming together and joining forces with other representatives of World Racing Group owned racetracks, and that's always important. I think you guys share good ideas, and you know the creativity level increases, and you guys will continue to do great things at the racetrack. But you know, let's talk about the weather. Have you seen our racetrack in Barberville? When was the last time you saw it?
The last time I saw our racetrack at Barberville was Saturday afternoon. The infield was draining. My report from this morning is that the infield is almost entirely empty. And as a matter of fact, I was speaking to Mr. Flores tonight, who was out there with the grader. So we are busy preparing for Saturday, for Friday night and Saturday night.
Very well. Now, you know, there's another tropical system that was named this afternoon, or actually named this morning, Tropical Storm Gustav, running just north of Cuba, or just south of Cuba right now, and some of the early models bring that right up through the state. But that won't be till early next week, so I think we'll be all right this weekend.
Yes, I was laughing with Mike Hunter about it this evening because he has postponed this state WKA kart race a couple of times now, and it looks like Gustav's going to come just in time for him to possibly have to permanently cancel that event.
Oh, wow.
It's frightening for him.
That is difficult.
So, but we were joking about it, laughing about it, and we can certainly hope it misses us because right now we do not need another storm. No one does in Florida.
Not at all. Well, I think we've got an advantage this weekend if we can dodge the afternoon thunder showers, which those, of course, you know, you just get used to them down here. But Labor Day weekend, Volusia Speedway Park, first time ever. We have brought together, you know, hopefully bringing together some of the best late models in the entire Southeast. It's going to be a great event this weekend.
I'm very excited about it. You know, we'll kick it off Friday night with the open practice from 6 to 9, and grandstands are free that night. So if you want to get a sneak preview of what's coming Saturday night, come on out and watch these guys while they're shaking things out. And then Saturday night, it is a full program. We are definitely on our game. I think that fans are going to see just what we can really knock out on a Saturday night, and we're going to do a great job of it. I anticipate a really strong field of late models. Actually, with several of the tracks being closed, I anticipate good fields in all divisions.
Very well. Look forward to that. Tanya, of course, we've got just a handful of races left in 2008. I think about 4 weeks to go here. What do we got coming up as far as, you know, maybe some, you know, a little different shows?
Really, I'm still working out, you know, some of the details, but obviously right after the Labor Day late model shootout, we're going to be coming back. We're partnering with Ocala, and another really good reason for Gustav to stay away, September 5th and 6th, is the Central Florida Sprint Car Challenge, and starting out at Ocala Friday night and coming over to Volusia Saturday night, and we're looking forward to that, to being a really, really fun weekend of sprint car racing, and I know the fans are hungry for it, and the racers are hungry for it. So we are both really, really excited about that, and the opportunity to work together on an event that hopefully leads to, you know, some further cooperative efforts in 2009. So that's big. And then we're just going to be kind of, we'll be winding out, obviously, the 14th and the 20th, or the 13th and the 20th of September, last 2 weeks in the points chase. We'll be running all six divisions both of those nights. September 20th, we'll be doing the drawing from our fan loyalty rewards for those Dirt Car Nationals tickets.
They really appreciate it, and be safe coming home.
Oh, thank you very much. I look forward to being home tomorrow. Keep it warm for me because this, I mean, I love it here, but you know what? I remember why I don't like it as well.
No doubt. Billy says hi, by the way. He's over here on Randy's mic.
Hi, Billy. You didn't even speak.
I was waiting on you guys to talk. I'm just watching football.
Yeah.
Oh, way to go.
He's psycho, man. This is the time of season. It's hard to even get anything out of
him. This is his time of year.
This is a good conversation. I didn't want to interrupt. I was just watching. I couldn't believe San Diego couldn't put it in from the three on four straight downs.
Yeah, this is Philly's time of year. He gets the best of everything that he loves all at one time.
Absolutely. Tanya, thank you very much. We'll see you this weekend.
Thank you, Joe. We'll see you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, enjoying herself in upstate New York. Nice, cool, 60-degree weather. What happened on the TV, Bill?
The Chargers couldn't put it in from the three, four straight downs.
Wow.
Of course, they ain't played LaDainian Tomlinson. He probably would have ran it in.
More preseason action happening. Of course, hopefully you've got your fantasy picks all done. We've got ours completed. Our draft was yesterday. Billy, as always, out of, what, eight guys, you got the best team, baby?
Yeah. Worked hard at it, man.
There's no doubt about it.
Big weekend, like she was saying this weekend. We're expecting around, I mean, the word is traveling fast. There's no late model shows anywhere around the South. Brunswick's running a motorcycle deal for Labor Day weekend. This is a huge event, Saturday night. Friday night open practice, like she says, Saturday night, 3,000 to win. 30 or 35 laps, we'll figure it out on Saturday. But we should have some around the 40-car mark for late models especially.
Hey, we've got about 3 minutes to go here tonight. I want to take a moment, Billy. You've got a lot of asphalt experience. I mean, right down there in the thick of things, right in the work area. And, you know, you did some tire work as well. Fast car going to the Hoosiers, not just the touring series, but all racetracks, fast car sanction, going to the Hoosier asphalt tire. What's your thought on that?
I think the Hoosier asphalt tire is a good tire. I mean, we ran it before when we was at Volusia on the asphalt. We ran it with them guys, you know, for the national points deal. I don't know. I still think Goodyear is a good tire. I don't know what the scenario behind it is, but I think the Hoosier deal could be good for everybody. The drivers, I mean, I know they say they last a little longer, but they got to remember one thing. They're best. All tires are best when they first put them on. When these things get bad, they're bad all around. I watch them.
What do you mean?
You watch them. They lose grip a lot. I mean, we watch them. You watch them at the Snowball Derby every year. I mean, after 20 laps, these things are done. Of course, racetrack is like a cheese grater,
right,
too. But you know what I mean? I think with New Smyrna being new asphalt and with Speed World, you know, they got some good. I mean, I don't think it's not a cheese grater. I think it's going to be good. I would have probably, like I noticed today, that they're not on the same tires as the Soto. I would have liked to have seen them on the same tires.
What's the difference? The compound?
Yes.
But they're 8-inch race tires.
Yes.
These are
10-inch. They got some 10-inch ones, too. I mean, they're good tires.
And why would the compound be so different?
I hadn't figured it out yet. I think Hoosier is a different scenario there. And there's something I never really studied was the asphalt Hoosier tires. I know that we had Hoosier tires when we was running for the national points deal at Volusia. We was changing tires every 2 weeks. And I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not that you needed to, but you had to if you wanted to win or you wanted to be up front.
Definitely. Definitely. Dirt World comes your way on Wednesday night. We start that at 7 o'clock. Am I right, Bill?
7:30
on Wednesday night on RealRaceAtUSA.com. You can hear that globally. That is Dirt World. Now, this Wednesday, we, of course, will focus on late model drivers. We'll try to get the O-Show, the Newport, Tennessee driver Jimmy Owens on board, as well as the 2005 World of Outlaws Late Models Champion and, of course, winner of the Topless 100 in Batesville just last week, picked up a cool $40,000. T-Mac Tim McCready. So those two drivers we're working on for Wednesday night's edition of Dirt World with myself, Joe Dirt, and Billy the Kid on RealRacingUSA.com. We look forward to seeing everybody there and have some great giveaways on Wednesday night as well.
Once again, I mean, don't everybody please remember we will not be on the air next Monday. This deal we had going tonight, we apologize for the 8:30 deal was something that we had arranged. We didn't know that Randy wasn't going to be here. We was going to try to sneak out at 8:30 anyway to celebrate a birthday, and it just turns out this way. So not next week, but the following week, we'll have everything we missed. We'll have the NHRA U.S. Nationals. We'll have everything. And, you know, once again, we apologize for the inconvenience for anybody, but we had this already scheduled.
Folks, stay safe, and, of course, enjoy your Labor Day weekend, and we hope to see you out at, Volusia Speedway Park. It's only 15 miles west of I-95 on State Road 40 in Barberville. Or for our Ocala listeners up in Marion County, it's only 5 miles east of State Road 17 on State Road 40 in Barberville. It's late models and all five supporting divisions out of Volusia Speedway Park. Saturday, action kicks off at 7:30. For Billy the Kid, yeah, Randy Dyan.
Hold on. We got a cut. We got a minute. So you know what I want to say is that the worst thing about the flood or about Faye is all the flooding waters. The best thing about it, Michael Phelps went by my house Saturday. I seen him going down the road, man. I said, whoa,
nice.
Whoa. I
said, yo, Mikey.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man, let me see
and
that goal.
Throw that in and try to make some people laugh.
Yeah, no doubt. It made me laugh, man. Yeah. Tell you, it's just, you know, U.S. still leading in the medal count, and the closing ceremonies were yesterday. But
happy birthday to you Saturday.
Thank
and happy
you.
Birthday to Lisa this Friday.
Absolutely. Folks, for all of us here at Racing 1150 WNDB, for Billy the Kid Osburn, I'm Joe Dirt Line Barrier. We'll see you, everybody, on September 8th. So long.
Good night.
It's where Washington, Florida, and local issues all merge. The Mark.